Welcome to the Prairie's Edge Farm website and podcast. If you would like to try some certified organic whole raw milk, farm fresh cream, or skim milk, be sure to check out our website's contact page for contact information. Now, here is Carol's latest farm update.
Well, I'm back, and today I think I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened about 3 days ago. One of the things that us farmers, dairy farmers, beef farmers, hate to hear, and that's those words that are, the cows are out. A few days ago, I was home by myself. Rich was helping a friend, so I was home by myself, and the cows happened to be grazing in a pasture that I can see from our living room window. And I happened to look up, and it was about maybe 10 after 3. I happened to look up, and I see about 20 of the 30 cows that we had grazing out there on the wrong side of the fence. And not only were they on the wrong side of the fence, they were making a beeline for the highway. We actually live on a highway. We have a tarred road in front of our farm. Yeah, nothing will make you move faster than seeing your cows heading for the highway. So I run out of the house, have to go get the four-wheeler, which of course is over by the barn, which is not exactly close. By the time I got on the four-wheeler and got to the end of the driveway, I had cattle literally standing on the highway, and I had traffic had stopped in both directions. I had at least two semis, a line of cars, and I had a combine and a tractor and more cars coming from the other direction. And so I managed to get the cows rounded up, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just send them back into the pasture where they're supposed to be until I realized that they had actually taken out the fencing along the field road and along the highway. And so putting them back was not going to help me, so I just pushed them up, and they actually ended up outside in our yard, in our house yard, which for most of the cows is not so unusual for them because, see, this year's the first year we have not actually grazed the cows around our house. So to them, that was just another pasture, thank goodness. So I got them all rounded up. I managed to call Rich and tell him he needed to come home now. And now it wasn't even fast enough because I needed to get these cows put away. Thank goodness my cows are, yeah, they're pretty good cows, really. They really are. They mind me pretty good till I guess there's a highway available. I don't know. So I managed to keep them in our yard where there's no fencing. There is no fencing. Rich took it all down this spring. So they were literally just grazing in the lawn and in the ditch. And I sat on the four-wheeler. I snapped a few pictures. So those would be going up on the web page, probably on the Facebook page here in a little while. And they were just as happy as could be grazing up there. Till Rich got home, it took him about 15 minutes to get home, which I thought was pretty good time from where he was coming from. And it took us a little bit. They ended up in the calf barn, then in a different paddock before we actually got them where they needed to be. Then guess what? We closed the gate, and they're not allowed in those pastures anymore where the fencing isn't. But yeah, it's a little bit of stress. It was stressful for about a half hour. That's about how long it was. But that is one of the worst things to know, is that your cows are out and trying to, especially for us, because we live so close to the highway. I mean, literally, we're almost on the highway, and the cows don't seem to care. They're like, oh, traffic will stop for us. Yeah, no problem. But so, you know, I might be out here living the dream, but sometimes the dream has just a little bit of a little nightmare in there every once in a while. And the cows being out is bad. You know, I'm very lucky that those people all stopped. I apparently 3:15 is the most busiest time on our highway. Normally I don't see that much traffic, but man, I sure had it backed up, and they were so nice and so polite to wait for me so I could get my cows rounded up and at least in a safe area where I could keep them. So I really appreciate that. And remember that if you're driving by and somebody's pasturing cattle, please be careful. Hate to hit a cow. It's much worse than hitting a deer. We've been very lucky. We've never had cattle hit on the road. It's always a blessing. But yeah, that was just not a real good 30 minutes of my day. Well, anyway, that's my rambling for today. Thought I'd just share a little bit of the stress I went through earlier this week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Again, if you would like to try some certified organic whole raw milk, farm fresh cream, or skim milk, let Carol know. We also offer grass-fed, grass-finished premium Highland ground beef, as well as soy-free pork. The fall and winter is when Carol starts baking bread. If you want to experience something new, ask Carol about her fresh homemade pickle bread.